We are back, baby, everybody. Damn, I'm so freaking hyped to talk about tonight's show. Ladies and gents, welcome to Speak Now Pro Wrestling. Here we have the California Connection, myself, Denise Salcedo, and Righteous Reg. Reg, I have not been this excited to talk about Dynamite like all year for this year. Like this was, I'm just going to say right now, this was the best episode of AEW Dynamite this year.
Denise, I'm shaking. At the end of that show, I had so many emotions. I was standing up yelling inside of my room. So much happened here. But yes, Denise, we are B-A-C-K, ending the show with an amazing main event. And then at the end of that, the greatest wrestler of our generation, Bryan Danielson, comes out to confront the best wrestler in the world today, Will Ospreay. Denise, what the F?
This was, how do I explain this? The episode of Dynamite that literally showed the talent pool that AEW has right now. Facts. We are sitting here on this show. We saw Bryan Danielson. We saw Okada. We saw Will Ospreay. We saw Jay White. We saw Swerve Strickland. I mean, there were so many people that I'm just like blanking right now. But when you think of this freaking talent pool, this roster, this is finally where I feel like this is the AEW that I think people have been wanting to see again. The AEW that is really presenting pro wrestling at its finest when you have competitors like this and making the product feel hot again. Reg, when the match between Will Ospreay and Kyle Fletcher ended, I was happy, bro. I was satisfied. I was feeling good. And then all of a sudden, we hear, that's a terrible version of Bryan Danielson's song, but we hear Bryan Danielson's song. And you know what it felt? It felt like Tony Khan was sitting back there like that guy from the infomercial going, but wait, there's more.
Billy Mays, like, rest in peace.
Yeah, there you go. I'm like, bro, we just got like a, this was like a buy one, get one, 75% off deal right here. Like, this is great. I don't even know where to begin, Reg.
Denise, it feels like we ate a whole pizza and then we ate a whole ice cream and then they're like, actually, we got cookies too. And we're like, all right, bring on the cookies, dude. I'll eat all of those. Yo, this show was so great. Exactly what you described. This is AEW showing after that pay-per-view, an amazing pay-per-view. Like I was saying, that kind of felt like they closed the chapter on that era of AEW. And today was like, this is what you're about to get. The debut of Okada that we're going to get into super, ending with the main event like this. A bunch of the people we know the future is going to be focused on, Swerve, Darby Allin, Jay White. All these people are getting in-ring time. The women are getting shown. This is exactly what AEW was all about. And this was only like 15 wrestlers or something if you count all of them. This isn't even the full deal. This is insane, Denise.
I honestly feel like Tony Khan is finally getting his money's worth on a lot of things that he invested in. And the first one being Will Ospreay, dude. Will Ospreay is, I don't know what the hell. I mean, obviously, I don't know what Tony Khan paid him. We've always known that Will Ospreay is a great wrestler. We've seen him wrestle a whole lot. Obviously, New Japan Pro Wrestling is where he made his name. But now getting to see him on a weekly basis, specifically here in AEW, I feel like whatever it is that Tony Khan paid for him, he is getting every single penny's worth. And that doesn't happen with all the people that you pay big money for.
Definitely, Denise. A wrestler like Will Ospreay is a generational wrestler, like crazier than like a signing like him is going to impact so much. But we got to see it immediately. Like, he was in the main event, Will Ospreay on American television. He has to be into the time constraints of you only have 15 or 16 minutes. You don't have an epic 40 minutes like you get in these New Japan shows. And brother, did they execute with their 16 or so minutes? They went absolutely insane. Kyle Fletcher, a lot of people, when they announced this match, they were like, a couple of people were in my mentions, like, in 2 to 3 to 4 years, Kyle Fletcher's going to be in Will Ospreay's spot. So to see him get this opportunity and execute like that, the Poison Rana off the second rope was one of the most insane, nastiest things that I've ever seen. I screamed bloody murder. Oh my God. Very loud. This was the future of AEW, Denise. That's probably the wildest part about this, because all these people that we describe are young people. There's not like nobody's close to even 35. These are like the future of the business. We could put the company on their backs, and in 10 years, we're going to be all seeing all these people in their amazing run. So this is crazy, Denise. I just, it's so much. I don't even know where to start, where to end, what this is. They threw me for a loop. I'm like, I'm not going to talk about this on show. I can't articulate these words right now. This is insane.
We're buzzing. We're definitely buzzing. But oh, you know what? Let's start with people's reactions, because we're getting super chats. We're getting people's reactions. So let's freaking go. All right, let's kick it off. I'm going to try to get everything going here, but damn, I'm a mess. All right, here we go.
Y'all are out here too. Shout out to everybody tuning in. What's going on tonight?
Hell yeah, man. Sheldon Jackson says that he gifted a 5DWO membership. Thank you so much to Sheldon. Appreciate you as always. We got Crazy 101 says, holy shit, Okada is all elite. Let's effing go with Kenny being fired. This could lead to Okada versus Kenny 5 in AEW. Keep Chris Jericho away from Swerve Mercedes next. Oh, we're going to be talking about Chris Jericho here and who it looks like he might be wrestling next. We also have another one from Crazy 101 who says, Dynamite went by so fast, but it was great. This is one of those rare times where if AEW would have been like 3 hours tonight, I would have been like, bro, like, this is great. You know, you just never know. Like, this moment here, I was like, what? The overrun was how long today, Reg?
It felt like 6 or 7 minutes. Like, I was like, Denise is probably going to think I'm gone somewhere because it was still going on.
I was
on.
Thinking
like,
the same thing, which is dumb because we're both watching the same show.
I'm like, why are we thinking this? But it seems like they got even more extra than the five minutes. So that says a lot about the future of this, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Aaron Garcia says, my dog of 9 years passed away last night, and it's great to have this great episode of Dynamite and this post show as a distraction. Thank you, Denise and Reg, for entertaining. Aaron, I don't know, Reg, if you've ever lost a pet, but I've lost a pet, and it's not easy. So, Aaron, shout out to you, and I'm glad that you found something to kind of distract you a little bit, you know?
Yeah, sending love out to Aaron in this time of, that he's going through right now. Denise, I've never had a pet legit for this exact reason.
Yeah, bro, that shit hurts, man. Yeah,
I've seen people like go through it hard, and I'm like, I can't. I'm not going to do that to myself. That's insane.
I feel you. Roberto Arsenal says, finally, after years of watching at 3 a.m. or seeing it a day later, to be able to see Ospreay and Okada matches on East Coast time is a blessing in 2024.
You know, Roberto brought up an amazing point that I never thought of. Most of the matches we've seen these two guys in, it's been at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, like the best matches of all time they've done on a different time zone. Now I just watched Ospreay at 6:45 p.m. California time, and I feel great. I'm like, oh, this is what it's like to watch a live-ass Ospreay match and see it hit so hard. I'm loving this. I can't wait till next week. I hope they put him on every single show. I hope in 3 months we're like, stop putting Ospreay on this show. It's too much.
We're like, dude, this dude cannot have a bad match, like point blank. He just can't. Like, I would have been okay with like a mid match. I mean, coming off of the match that he had with Konosuke Takeshita, I would have been okay had Will Ospreay gone out there and had a mid match with Kyle Fletcher. Fine. You know what? Dude worked really hard this weekend, but he went out there like if he had been off for like an entire month.
It's ridiculous. If he would have came out, I hate squash matches. If he would have came out and did a squash match, I would have been like, yes, great. Will Ospreay's here. Like, I would have been satisfied. But he was like, no, I'm going to give you guys exactly what you need. It's my Dynamite debut. And here's one of the best matches of the year. We say that every single time he has a match. It's getting old at this point. Will Ospreay, stop. Why don't you try to put on a bad match? How about that? A negative 5-star match.
Tony, that's the real challenge right there.
The challenge.
Tony Campbell says, wow, what a pay-per-view Sunday. Love AEW's new theme music, Okada and AEW going heel. I'm ready for big business, Mercedes Moné and the Renegade Twins, says Tony Campbell. We have Alexander Fitzgerald who says, tonight's Dynamite flowed so well. This was probably the best Dynamite of the year so far. Ospreay about to be in every match of the year candidate. That was something. And obviously we're going to talk about it now. So we got a whole new set for AEW. We have a new entrance. The tunnels are back. So shout out, because it makes, it reminds you of what AEW is. It's like their trademark thing. On top of that, we had a new theme song. We have a new color scheme. Like, everything's different. The lower thirds, the nameplates, love them. The font is bigger. The graphics look really great. They don't look kind of dull anymore. They look a little bit more lively. Just overall, like, the entire presentation of AEW to like going forward looks pretty cool. What'd you think about it?
Yeah, I love the new look a lot. I thought bringing back the tunnels, like, that's kind of like what represents AEW, what we've been talking about in this episode so far. Those tunnels feel like AEW. So it felt like, oh, this feels good, and the angles they were shooting it at and everything. The theme, Ruckus does it again. Classic Ruckus knocks it out of the park with a really dope Dynamite theme. It made it feel different. I love the energy coming into the show. It's like, this feels like a new era. And then they executed the new era, Denise.
And that was like the whole promotion going into it. It's like new season, new era of AEW. And I'm like, all right, I'm hearing you guys on this one. There was also something, and I don't know if maybe I just noticed or if it was something that they legitimately did that was different. I don't know. But I felt like they showed more like little clips and highlights than they usually do for their shows. Like from the pay-per-view.
Video packages, you say.
Yeah, like I felt like we were seeing more of that on today's show. And I liked it because I thought it weaved in very nicely.
Ice Cube Jr. told us to put more video packages. We needed to see more video packages. I guess that's what it is. You're right, Ice Cube Jr. It worked. Execution. You just tweet, talk about it, keep getting everybody into their thing. And eventually they'll just start showing a whole bunch of video packages and get us all into it. Did you guys like the recaps? I thought it brought us back to where we needed to be.
I did like the little recaps. I thought they went, they had a nice flow. They kind of like stitched the entire thing together. I mean, here's the thing. Like, you can't assume, right, that everybody watched the pay-per-view. You know, exactly. We watched the pay-per-view, sure. Mm-hmm. We've seen the clips, sure. If not, you read the reviews, you watch a podcast, whatever. But I did think it did help to kind of just tie some things together, just in general, or just help you remind a little bit. I liked it.
Yeah, I'm totally just trolling. It's just, I think in those situations, it's good, especially coming off a pay-per-view. Because like you said, Denise, you can't just assume people paid for a pay-per-view. Some people might have not known any spoilers. Like, I'm just going to watch Dynamite and see what happened. And like, that was the first scene of it. So yeah, it's always good to recap and get people maybe excited to buy the pay-per-view because it's still available to purchase.
Mike T90K says, what AEW is doing to me, I don't even need Blue Chew anymore. Hey, Blue Chew code Denise, everybody. KW, who's been a member for 7 months here with the DWO, says Kelly Connection needs to put the words out. We back. I love how we're all saying the same thing. Like, I saw you. We logged onto the stream, and I'm like, Reg, we're back. We come into the stream, and I'm like, we're back. The people here are saying, we're back. There's an excitement in the air. Rafael Garcia says, for me, it was a tale of two halves for tonight, but who cares? Number one, Ichiban is back and we are thriving. Also, Okada is cool too, I guess.
Crazy. Saying Okada is cool is funny.
Crazy 101 says, women showcased, Okada debut, great matches, lit promo. We got infamous Raider Loco, DWO member for 8 months, says both companies thriving. Simply the fans are winning. Delayed Grad says, Dynamite show of the week after Revolution, pay-per-view of the year, Ospreay and Okada, J.Y. Danielson on the same show. It is lit. Crazy 101 says, lit Dynamite theme and Mercedes debut next week. We got Andrew Cool who says, Noah has replaced New Japan Pro Wrestling as a top Japanese promotion. We have Alexander Fitzgerald who says, am I in a dream? We're really going to get Okada, Ospreay, and Mercedes on weekly TV. I hate to be that person, but AEW has the best roster in pro wrestling. I'm just trying to get through everybody's comments and reaction first. Here we go. This is from Matt Logan who says, great show. I will be live in Austin at Dynamite next week. Can't wait to go and see the third AEW of the year. Mercedes, sup, Reg. Matt Logan also says, Boston, I must be high, not Austin. Farron Wolf says, AEW has been moving its wrestling style. Has been moving its wrestling style hard to Japanese wrestling. Besides, some people don't like Japanese style of wrestling. AEW is now holy wrestling. Infamous Raider Loco says, oh, what a time to be a wrestling fan. As a fan of both WWE and AEW, I'm winning, no complaints. I get my wrestling and entertainment. Shout out to you both. Grapple Geekery says, love tonight's show. Can't wait for big business. Jeremy D says, so AEW presents Ring of Honor champion, one more Ring of Honor champion on AEW TV. Then Ring of Honor in the past few months, love the Cali connection. I haven't watched Ring of Honor in like the last couple of months. Reg, I know you're the Ring of Honor expert. Any thoughts on this?
Yeah, it's pretty unfortunate. And then our Ring of Honor tag team champs like got beat up in the first thing. So it's like, this is kind of unfortunate for Ring of Honor, but I've grown to learn that this is kind of what they're going to do with those championships moving forward. So you just kind of have to take it.
KW says, bruv. I love it. I love how we're now all using Brava. It took me a while to get used to that. Crazy 101 says that cliffhanger at the end made me stand up. All right. So we're all caught up right now with the super chat. So let's get into it. Let's start things off with the debut, or not rather the debut, but the official now all elite member, Okada, the Rainmaker. He is here. And I don't know how many people expected this. I know I didn't expect this, but not only is he officially all elite, but he has joined the elite, the Young Bucks. So here's what went down. The Bucks came out, and first and foremost, they mocked Tony Khan tonight by making an announcement that they're going to be making an announcement later on in the ring. The announcements that we got is, one, they have suspended indefinitely Hangman Adam Page from the elite for attacking two officials at AEW Revolution. And then Kenny Omega has been fired from the elite for not making his days. They completely just did not talk about the disease that he has, that he's been dealing with. So that's, you know, neither here nor there, clearly. And Eddie Kingston comes out. And Eddie Kingston gets in the face of the Bucks. Of course, he's outnumbered. And then we hear the coin drop. Bam. Okada comes out. He gets out there. He grabs Eddie Kingston. Almost looks like he's holding him back for a second, like he's going to be helping out Eddie Kingston. But instead, hits him with a Rainmaker, shakes hands with the Young Bucks. And my friends, he has now joined the elite, and we have heel Okada in AEW. Reg, start wherever the hell you want with this.
Wow, 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 wow. Potentially the best Japanese wrestler in the entire world debuted officially in AEW tonight. A great angle to get him in. I thought the Young Bucks first doing the thing with Tony Khan. Hey, we got a big announcement. We actually got two big announcements coming up. Watch the show later. I thought Nick Jackson getting mad at Sting and Darby saying that they cheated. This is a scam, a scavenger. They had their kids. He had his kids who's 6'8 and 305 pounds come in there and beat him up. All really great work. Then Matt Jackson getting into the suspension and the firing of Kenny Omega. Great, great, great work. Eddie Kingston coming down and throwing the money in Nick Jackson's face saying he's going to get fined regardless. Great work. But the meat and bones of this here, Okada came down, faked out Eddie Kingston, hit him with the Rainmaker, and heel Okada is here. People are very excited about heel Okada, Denise. I think because coming into this, it's like we all know who Okada is. He probably was going to get cheered off rip because it's Okada, and we know how great of a wrestler he is. But for them to kind of spin the block and be like, actually, he's a heel. And it also makes so much sense if you know the history of this. I mean, the story coming in Okada getting signed was, well, he's really good friends with the Young Bucks. So it's kind of like he got an in here, like that kind of was the catalyst for him signing over here. Why wouldn't he be with them, telling the story of all that? But the best part about this is they fired Kenny Omega. Okada's taking a spot. Does that mean, we already mentioned it in the chat, Kenny Omega versus Okada on American soil or somewhere in this kind of AEW pay-per-view universe, All In and Wembley? Okada and Omega at Wembley and All In is like indescribable how insane that would be. But this is a big deal, Denise. Just like we saw Will Ospreay become a main event TV style wrestler, we're about to see that with Okada. I don't know anything. I don't have any idea what an American wrestling weekly basis Okada is going to look like, but that's what got me so excited about it. I was thinking about it in the Will Ospreay matches. Like, how do you go about, because people were probably like, oh, he signed with an American company. It's more dates. You're on the road every week. Maybe his style's not going to be as nuts. Will Ospreay said, no, fuck all that. I'm going to be just as wild as you've ever seen me. Like, is Okada going to be that way? Or is he going to be like, he's been in America and like, yo, I'm coming here to surf with my homeboy Shinsuke. And, you know, I'm going to have a good chill time. I'm not mad either way. Either way, we are all the way up. But this is big news. The picture of them at the top of the ramp, him hitting his pose. Amazing. I love this angle.
Yeah, I'm excited for it because it's something new. It's something new. You know, it's been such a long time since we've seen heel Okada. And on top of that, remember when we were sitting here for a good period of time and we were doing our little AEW Dynamite reviews like we are right now. But do you remember that there was a time where we were like, Where the hell are the Young Bucks? We haven't seen them. They're the E in Elite in AEW, yet there are no interesting stories for the Young Bucks. Nothing is really going on with them. It felt like there was a big piece of AEW's identity, their core DNA, missing from the programming. And now, with this incorporation of Okada and these new EVP characters as Matthew and Nicholas, I truly feel like we're finally getting something that is going to be entertaining to watch. And it might not be what a lot of people expected. I'm sure this is not what people expected. I wouldn't be surprised if there's people on social media trashing the fact that AEW brought in Okada and have him with the Young Bucks. Like, I'm pretty sure there's going to be people that are pissed at that. You know, that's just the way that social media is. But my perspective on this is it's different. And you're right. You touched on something very important. And that was that they do have this close relationship with the Young Bucks. Obviously, that is known. And so now you get to like play off of that. The other thing, and then obviously, you know, the whole thing being that we might be seeing Kenny Omega versus Okada again. But here's the other thing. I thought it was really funny that they got rid of Hangman Page and Kenny Omega, obviously two really big stars, right? But they were like, oh, don't worry. Here's even like as big of a star, maybe even bigger, however you guys want to see that, coming in and joining this group. So this is the new, I don't know, the new life that AEW needed on the show.
Yeah, totally. And the Young Bucks announced that they're going to be in the vacated the tag team championships. They're going to be in the tag team tournament. They need to get right back to that, Denise. That's what we were talking about. Like, I want to see the Young Bucks being the Young Bucks, having these amazing matches. But this is telling an even better story, having Okada attached to them. People have been saying in the chat, they announced that on Collision, they're going to be in action. Okada and the Young Bucks, the EVPs and the new assignee. So we get to see Okada up close and personal right there in this week. So it's on, Denise.
I have a question. Do you think, because obviously, let's not forget Eddie Kingston was part of this. Eddie Kingston's going to want some revenge.
Definitely.
Eddie Kingston, Okada, AW Continental, or what the hell are they calling it? Why do I always forget the name of this freaking three trios bouts that they do?
The Triple Crown. You could just call it
just
Crown.
The AW Triple Crown, all right? Because I always forget the official name. Whatever. Do you think this is happening? Do you think Okada's going to win some gold right away?
Okada did point to Eddie Kingston, say that he wants that belt, the Continental Championship. Yeah, Denise. Okada, earlier today, Fightful tweeted, who should Roderick Strong lose the international championship to? And I tweeted, I would have had Will Ospreay beat him tonight for that belt on Dynamite, because that's the kind of establishment. I'm like, this is the best wrestler in the world. We've seen it. We just saw it on the pay-per-view, and we just saw it again. Who's better than this guy? He needs to be champion. Okada's the same way. He can't be in this company for more than a fucking month without being the champion, because that's Okada, and we need to all know. And sorry, Eddie Kingston. Your championships, I think, is the one he's going to take. Hopefully at Supercard of Honor. I don't know. I'm just being selfish with that one.
I mean, look, honestly, like, yeah, I just think that Okada needs to win. I'm sorry. That's where I'm at with this. That's how I'm feeling. I feel like I know that everybody, like, you know, Eddie Kingston's been doing a great job. He's been doing a great job as champion. He did a great job in the Continental Classic. He's been doing a great job defending the titles. Great. But I, like I said, there's a new life being injected into AEW. And I think that Okada going into this feud with Eddie Kingston, right away, you're going to get some good matches, some great matches, some nice hard hitting matches. And I think Eddie Kingston would not mind losing those belts to freaking Okada of all people.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Denise. If any way to lose those championships, especially after the run he's had, this actually tells a really good story. He had the stuff with Akiyama. He had the stuff with Bryan Danielson. He earned Bryan Danielson respect. The next step after Bryan Danielson started the year with that amazing match against Okada is like, well, if I earn respect of Bryan, I'm going to earn respect of Okada, who came in and disrespected me. But Okada is definitely going to rainmaker his head off and take those championships. But it's going to be a great way to go down.
So I'm going to ask a stupid question. Now, I know some people are going to be like, how is that question stupid? Or maybe it is stupid, but it's stupid because there's an easy answer. Obviously, besides Kenny Omega and Eddie Kingston, now that Okada is officially part of the AEW roster, who are the people you want to see Okada with face? And it's a stupid question because you want to know what the answer is, Reg? The answer is everybody.
All of them. Anybody. From the bottom to the top. Nick Camarado, bring him out. I want to see that. Like, I don't care. Bring them all out. Like, every single person in the world. I can name Samoa Joe. It's going to be amazing. Swerve. Hangman. That's a great match. Dante Martin. Vikingo. I can, like, go down the list of legit any wrestler here, and it's amazing.
Yo. You know what? This is it. This is the moment where Tony Khan just needs to put everybody's little names up on a post-it, throw a little dart. Bam, wherever it lands on, let's do it. Let's go with that. All right, we got some people sending in their thoughts here. Of course, if you guys want to get your question, your comment, your statements, your hot takes, your opinions, if you just want to help support the California Connection, you are more than welcome to send in a super chat, and we will be reading those here on the air. We got NV, the engineer, who says, I feel like this was the first show where Mike Mansouri fully took over production. It feels a little WWE-ish with the LEDs, but overall, it's a step up from where they were, and Mikey Ruckus strikes again. All right. So, like, first of all, like, you know, we're not behind the scenes, right, Reg? Mm-hmm. So, like, we can't really say, like, what particularly has been done, right? But we know that Mike Mansouri has a huge role when it comes to just, like, the whole, like, aspect of the show. And he does come from WWE, does come with so much experience. So you can't help but to imagine that he had ton of input in just like the overall look and presentation that they shifted towards, which we saw unfold here tonight.
Yeah, definitely from like the top to the bottom of like, we're getting a new set. We're going to need like a new look. Mike Mansouri is a part of all that. I think he was like supposed to like take over for Kevin Dunn at like one point. Like he was set up. He's been in all the position. He knows this business like a bunch of people do not know. So it makes sense that he's into that. I didn't really get those vibes too much of WWE. It's like wrestling. Like there's angles and angles, but I understand why people would feel that way.
Right. And I think there's positive aspects to that, right? Like it's not something bad to be like, oh, this was similar to WWE, because when it comes down to it, WWE does have the very best production. And obviously they've been at this game a lot longer. They know what works, what doesn't work, the trips, the tricks in and out of the, you know, the broadcasting game that obviously, you know, AEW is a lot newer at. So, and then on the side of Mikey Ruckus, I mean, well, I can't say anything other than we're big fans of him here, man. He does a great job.
He does it again. And he does. I think he got a little bit more time than, hey, we need his theme song in 3 hours. So he really got to go for it. But it's great that Ruckus gets the opportunity because he's always just on call and always kind of just doing things
selfishly.
And knowing that, like, they could have got any song in the world. They could have, like, licensed a song. But to go to in-house to the guy that's done it before is really dope for Ruckus. And he knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, I was going to say, to me, like, that sounds like an incredibly hard job because you have to be coming up with all of these songs that are so different. And then when it comes to, like, a theme, and this was AEW's theme since the very beginning, so what, like, like 5 years of having the same Dynamite theme? Like, that's a long time for a show to have the same song. And so now, I mean, I know some people it's going to be hard to get used to for the first couple of dates. That's just happens naturally. But once you hear it more, you're going to get used to it. But I personally enjoyed that. It comes with a little bit more high energy because my biggest pet peeve is a show opener theme that does not have high energy. Like, you know me, I'm all about the rock and roll. Like, that's what I want. Like, I want some good high energy rock and roll.
How do you feel about Collision? Like the Elton John?
I don't mind it. I think I've gotten used to it, honestly. But like when I first heard it, I was just like, whatever.
It's not like the highest, like, oh, I'm ready. It's just like, okay, this is
no, a like I love wrestling. Like really like play the freaking guitar. I want to hear some screaming. I want a freaking mosh pit. Like that's my vibe right there. Like that's what I like. So this is a little bit more on the side of things that I enjoy.
Totally. Yeah, this is good.
Tom Townsend says, hey, how does Kingston factor in though? Did the Bucks expect him to specifically come out and confront them? Was that the plan? Possibly. I don't know if that's what they expected, but it worked out.
Well, I think the plan was they were going to announce Okada either way, and he just kind of like got to beat up.
Right, because they had said they had two announcements, unless they're including the two separate announcements being Hangman Page and Kenny Omega, or that was just joint in as one. And then how he factors into this, hopefully him versus Okada and Okada to take the trios.
That's how.
Jason Forrest says Billy Goat. Billy Goat. I was like, what's he going with here? Billy Gunn, Billy Goat. What are we doing? He says Billy Goat versus Brian, Swerve versus Joe, Mercedes versus Serena Deeb. Siri helped me find tickets to St. Louis. Are you going to St. Louis for Dynasty?
I want to so bad. But it's so close to, like, we just talked about that other show that I'm like, I don't know.
So
like,
I think I'm going to St. Louis, but I'm actually going to do something that I've never done before. And this might be crazy, but what can I say? I'm thinking about showing up that day, not getting a hotel, mm-hmm. and going straight to the venue, and then from the venue straight to the airport.
Mm-hmm. I did that at WrestleDream.
Oh, you did?
In Seattle.
It was brutal. Yeah. But here's the thing, though. You were going from Oakland to Seattle. That's not as big of a gap.
Yeah,
as,
I just like,
exactly, just like, as LA to St. Louis. Like, right. I'm a little bit scared because I've never done that before, mm-hmm. but I feel like that's the best way to go about it for me personally. I think so too.
Yeah, because you don't want to, like you said, you're going to come off of that weekend too.
The money, right. It's just too much.
Exactly. It's way too much.
Yeah.
Or flew me out. I'll be there.
Juan Castle says, who is Okada? No, I'm not googling this fella. Next. Juan Castle, I'm assuming you're being sarcastic. I'm gonna take it as you're being sarcastic. Crazy 101 says this year's Continental Classic is going to be lit. Yeah, it's gonna be kind of crazy, actually.
How do you fill the spots at this point? It's like we got too many guys on this roster. It's crazy.
Like, who's gonna take the pins? Who's gonna be the ones at the very top? There's
great
a lot
problem
to
have. Yeah.
Corey MacArthur says, what's up, California Connection? My favorite AEW Dynamite post show. Denise and Reg, you guys are so the best. AEW has hit it out of the park Sunday and tonight. Feels good. Thank you so much. Thank you, Corey.
Y'all are all really dope tonight. And everybody, again, a bunch of y'all are in here watching this. Y'all are so cool.
Yeah, well, honestly, how can I say this? Like, people think that when it comes to podcasting, you have to shit on a product or you have to like hate the show or something really terrible has to happen so that people can like tune in and enjoy themselves. But I have found that when the wrestling is good and the show is good and there's good stuff, people are in a good effing mood and they want to come on, talk about it and just see what people are saying.
That sounds insane, Denise. Like, put on a good wrestling show and then people will show up to talk about it and be excited. Who would have thunk it? Like, that sounds like too much to do. Just put on a good product that people will support. Yeah, no, it's great. Like somebody was saying earlier, it's on both products too. Everybody's just excited in general for pro wrestling. As somebody who watches independent wrestling, same thing. It's just like an energy throughout the whole industry that's amazing.
And you want to know why, Reg? The C word, competition.
I was like, what's C word? You're right. I don't know if you can say that on here. I mean, you can, but like, that's a wild way to go. Like, you know why the C word? I'm like, yo, what happened?
You're like, what the fudge did he say?
Where is this going?
The C word, competition. All right. You got to bring out the big guns. Christopher Marino says the show is so fire. Okada, Danielson, Ospreay. I'm so excited that I'm watching you guys while I'm at work in a Zoom meeting.
Better take it easy, Christopher.
Shout out to your work employees also on the Zoom call. Awesome. Delayed Grad says the new direction and production style is largely the work of new vice president and content development, Jennifer Peppermint. She has improved it all. Well, she joined like a couple of weeks ago, right? So I'm assuming this was all, in the works before then, but that's not to say that she's not going in and making her own suggestions and whatnot.
Totally. They're definitely asking her advice on things and what she's seen and been through. Totally.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Years of experience, again, in WWE. So, yeah, of course. We got NB the Engineer who says, I hope Tony's take on March Madness with Bracket Madness is booked well. It could be a fun month of tag team wrestling and get eyes on new teams. March Madness is such a fun concept. Yeah. Like, you don't even have to be a sports fan to know about March Madness.
Yeah, totally. There's a bunch of people that don't watch basketball all year that get into that. They get into the brackets, they're betting, they're doing. I'm like, what? It's so crazy. When it's just like when the World Cup of the Soccer World Cup happens, I'm like, when did everybody get into this? And everybody's like drinking at 6:45 a.m. I'm like, what is going on here?
I know, like all of a sudden we all become like the world's biggest fans. That's me, man. All of a sudden it's like the World Cup and I'm like, let's have and go, and then like A week later, I'm like, I don't even care about football.
Don't care. Yeah, don't
or
care.
Soccer, whatever the hell you guys want to call whatever, it. I don't care. You know what it is. Corey MacArthur says, Osprey, Okada, Mercedes, White, Swerve, AEW is lit. We also got Tom Townsend who says, wait, Reg, you're from the Bay? I'm watching from Martinez right now.
Martinez. Yeah, I'm in Oakland, California. Tom, we're very close to each other. I'm out in the Bay.
Where's Martinez?
It's like less than 20 miles away from Oakland.
Yeah, oh, all right. Yeah. All right. Mike T90K says thoughts on Cena saying MJF needs to play for the right team, WWE. Hey, he was joking.
Was he?
Maybe tongue in cheek.
I think there's a little bit of truth behind that. Like, I feel like anybody that's like Cena and a company guy, like in his heart of hearts, he's like, MJF would kill it in WWE. So I'm sure there's a little bit of inkling, but he definitely was like,
oh, I'd be so off. Pissed if I was Tony Khan and I saw that headline, I'd be like,
see, everybody's like, he wasn't joking. I'm like, he probably wasn't. And he's probably like, no, MJF would be better over here because that's how he thinks. He's a company guy.
Right, of course. And you can't blame him, right? Like, you can't blame him. You know that he would. I don't know.
You say, hey, a big star that's awesome on the mic should be over here too, the company that I messed with, you know?
Of course. I think everybody here, like or hate MJF, you can agree that he would kill it in WWE, and WWE would be foolish to not bring in MJF considering that how big of a name he's made for himself here in AEW and how over he's gotten. And he's not just a guy that can talk. He's also a guy that can wrestle, even exactly. though people forget.
Yeah, no, he's a heavy hitter. He's a main event star. Like, he would be that, but he's, you know, I don't know what position he's at right now, but you know.
All right, well, you know what, we need to spend a little bit more time though. I know we talked about this match already, but I do want to spend time on Will Ospreay and Kyle Fletcher. We talked about the match, but we didn't really get into Bryan Danielson and mm-hmm. Will Ospreay, so let's touch on that, because I had said at the top of the show that I kind of felt like, dude, like, I was just like putting my hands up like, damn, you took me already. Like, this is great. Here's my bank account information. when does this happen? Is this going to be like, what are we doing? What's going on? I don't even know what to say.
This has been like when we've been talking about Brian and this final run, final countdown, this retirement, whatever he's in right now, this amazing run that he's in. There's always been lingering in the back there. It's like, okay, they keep having Forbidden Door. They're having all these shows. He's wrestling Okada. He's wrestling Zack Sabre Jr. He's having all these amazing matches. But, like, there's an elephant in the room. Like, Will Ospreay, dude. Like, you're Bryan Danielson, and many people consider you to be the best wrestler of all time, best wrestler in the world today. And many people consider Will Ospreay to be the best wrestler there is bell to bell right now. Why haven't you guys said hi or walked by or looked at each other?
Winked at each other.
Yeah, like some kind of like, hey, dude, I know, I acknowledge you. It felt like there was specifically not doing it. But now it's like, oh, no, they're doing it. Denise, coming into this, if I could pick one guy in the entire company that I want to see Will Ospreay wrestle, they're like, you only get one choice. Oh, Bryan Danielson. I don't even have to think about it. That's it. They're doing it right off rip. Like, Bryan Danielson's coming off of having amazing matches every time he does this thing. These two guys need to have a showdown, and we're going for it. I mean, Dynasty has been announced. Like, we're not going to get this match on Dynamite or Collision. Come on.
You think they'll do it as soon as Dynasty?
Yeah.
And you know what? They probably, oh shit, man. Yeah, they probably, god damn, I'm thinking about this and I'm like, all right, well, what do we got afterwards? We got Double or Nothing.
Yep.
Right? And then after that, what we got, what's June, July is Forbidden Door, right?
Somebody said, who would win? Bryan Danielson don't care about winning matches.
It's got to be Will Ospreay.
Yeah, you don't care.
It's got to be Will Ospreay. Like, he just got going here. Like, it's definitely Will Ospreay. But god damn. You know what, though? And I do like the idea of them doing it at Dynasty for this reason. It's the first Dynasty ever. You need to make it into a big deal. You've already established so many of your other shows. You need to make this one a big deal. And also, keep in mind, we still don't have AEW on a streaming service. We still aren't spending, you know, we're not paying $9.99. We're paying 50 freaking bucks every time we watch this pay-per-view. So
3 weeks after
you
the
gotta
biggest
people.
Show in wrestling of the year, like, you gotta, like, people are already gonna have WrestleMania fatigue, WrestleMania weekend fatigue. You're trying to get them to buy a brand new show. I'm buying a brand new show if Will Ospreay and Bryan Danielson are on it. So,
yeah, I agree with that. All right. So it's said, we're expecting this match a Dynasty. That's it. It's in our books.
It's in the books, baby.
I also want to thank NV the engineer for becoming a brand new member of the DWO. So thank you so much for that. All right. We got a super chat here from Matt Logan, who says Kyle Fletcher kept strong, being that he is the Ring of Honor TV champ. Fletcher kept strong, being that he is the Ring of Honor. Oh, he wrote that twice. Matt, I think Matt just wanted to emphasize that.
No, Matt's bringing up a great point. We talked about the Ring of Honor championships a little bit. I didn't think about it. Ring of Honor, Kyle Fletcher is the current Ring of Honor television champion. And if any way to be like, here's a resume, here's why he's that person, we saw it tonight. If people don't know about Kyle Fletcher, which is crazy at this point, they now know about Kyle Fletcher. If they didn't know about Will Ospreay, again, which is crazy at this point, they now know about Will Ospreay. And that's going to be attached. There's going to be people that watch tonight that are like, I want to know more about Kyle Fletcher. And hopefully that leads them to Ring of Honor.
You know, whose name we haven't even brought up about, like, just potential big stars in AEW and all of these dream matches. And we spoke about this person a whole lot on our last show when we were talking about Revolution. And that, my friend, is Kinosuke Takeshita. We still have him in the mix. You're talking about Kyle Fletcher and how he's going to be a big star. We need to talk about Kinosuke Takeshita because he's also in line for that.
Takeshita and Okada.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
bro.
My God. Oh my God.
Tony Khan is playing with house money right now.
Seriously.
I mean, he probably always is, right? He's a billionaire.
The bro could just put everybody's names in a hat and just drum out this guy versus this guy. And it's like the craziest match you've ever saw in your life. This is like this roster. Remember you said the other day, Denise, you're like, what's the roster like now that Will Ospreay is walking in there? Will Ospreay and Okada are walking in there. And I think it's even more. I'm the hungriest I've ever been in my life if I'm a pro wrestler. This is what I have to compete with. It's you said this competition amongst pro wrestling, but there's so much competition, good competition in all these locker rooms for people fighting for spots. And that's going to lead to a better wrestling program for everybody.
Because of the C word, competition.
Exactly.
Farron Wolf says Daniel Bryan is a C word champion. He needs AEW World Championship at some point, dude. Come on. Like, I
just
know he it's funny because, like, he doesn't, like, I think in his eyes, he doesn't want the championship because he probably doesn't want to be selfish. Mm-hmm. But, like, the fans want it. So if you don't give it to us, you kind
you're
of
being
are.
Selfish. You're yeah, being you're selfish, being selfish right? by not taking those championship, Brian Danielson. We need to all shame Brian into winning a belt. You better win this belt, dude. He's like, I don't want that. That's like the funniest thing in wrestling. Like, everybody gets in to win championships to be this big star. He's like, dude, I just want to wrestle and I'll lose. I don't care. I'll lose to anybody. And it's like, that's what wrestling is supposed to be like. He's setting a great example, honestly.
No, like the other day I was looking at his Wikipedia for like a video that I was doing, right? And I was looking at all of the championships and everything that he's gotten in all of the companies. And then there's AEW section and there's no championship. I'm like, oh, you can't do that. Come on, bro. You need to fill out the whole chart here.
If we just saw what they did with Sting, Denise, like they got to do Brian at least one time. If it's for a week, if they do a cash in type for an hour or something, it has to be like, I have to see him holding that championship up to end the show.
Yes. KW says when Danielson got in the ring, they made a point to frame the Dynasty ad over his shoulder. You're right. Actually, it was also like when they centered, it was Brian on one side and Will on the other side and right smack in the middle. Because I even looked up and I was like, oh, yeah, April 21st. That's Dynasty.
Oh, yeah. I didn't notice because I was screaming. I couldn't like my eyes couldn't focus on the screen because I was just like, ah!
You're like twitching. Oh, my God.
Good to know.
AEW broke you, bro.
Seriously.
You're like fucking Spanish Buzz Lightyear.
I'm like, yo, I might turn into a robot right now. This is insane. Don't do this to me.
Oh, man. KW, thank you so much for that super chat. All right. So we need to keep it going because there's still quite a bit to get into in regards to this show. So in the next conversation that I want to get to is a little bit of a mixture, dude. I kind of felt a little emotional here. And I was emotional, but I was also excited.
Yeah.
So this is the Darby Allin Jay White segment that we need to get into. Because we're coming off of Sting's retirement. Darby is now moving forward without Sting, which, you know, he didn't always come out with Sting, but you knew like, oh, eventually he'll come out with Sting again, right? But right. This time you knew like, no, like this is the version of Darby Allin that we're going to have to get used to without Sting. And so he comes out there, he's being interviewed by Tony Schiavone, and he gets very emotional, right? Talking about how he was homeless. And we know that story. He's spoken about it quite a bit. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is that March 27th, that was the date he said, right? March 27th? Yeah. Mm-hmm. March 27th. He is going to be climbing Mount Everest. I spoke about this with Darby when we did our interview, and it's just so crazy to hear him talk about it, because I don't think, at least for me, Reg, that it's really hit me that this is something he's legitimately doing. Like, I'm hearing him talk about it. I know he's doing it, but it still hasn't, like, set in. But he's leaving to Mount Everest. And this promo was a little bit, like, it made me a little bit, like, nervous, because he's talking about, like, you know, this is straight from the heart. There's no guarantee that I'm going to come back alive from Mount Everest. And I'm like, dude, don't even say that, first of all. I know that it's legit, because, like,
it's not funny, but just the way that Denise,
but you know what I mean?
It.
Like, yeah.
Don't even say that.
Don't even say that, bro. Like, what are you doing? Don't even say that. But it's true. If Mount Everest was an easy thing, you and I and everybody here would be climbing Mount Everest, but it's not. Like, this is a serious thing. And a lot of people, you know, this is a dream to do, is to climb Mount Everest. And he's doing it. He's going. And he's going to be having this match next week with Jay White. And he said he doesn't know if this is going to be his last match ever. And I just didn't like how that felt. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Denise, I was like, what's going on here? It felt uneasy, but I always say the best promos are the ones that's real. This shit was as real as it gets. Everything that Darby Allin was saying in there was real. Denise, we've seen the articles, we've heard the stories. There's still dead bodies up there. Like, they're still existing on Mount Everest. He's going to walk by dead bodies on his way up to the top. And that's a real thing. So when he says, dude, this might be my last match, I might not come back, that's not a joke. That's not a bit. That's not a promo punchline. That's real. Like, there's people that have scaled up that mountain and they're still there. They never came back. The fact that this guy's gonna Denise's,
I'm sorry, I'm like terrified, because you know it's pro wrestling, right? Like,
Denise is genuinely concerned. She's like, all right, stop the show.
Reg, I'm at the age, and this is like really freaking terrible, but I've become my grandmother.
Yeah,
I worry about things that I shouldn't even be worried about right now.
This you should be worried about.
Right, exactly. Really, yeah. So I'm like legitimately worried. Like, I don't even want to think about it. Like, I didn't even want to talk about this on the show.
Right. Yeah. No, seriously, though. But it's as real as it gets. And for him to be like, this might be my last match next week, it's like, wait a second, Darby. Like Denise said, don't say that, dude. Like, why are you saying that? Like, let's chill. I thought that, very emotional stuff. Shout out to Darby Allin. I hope he comes back okay. Very dangerous stuff. Please be safe up there. Shining moment for this is the re-entrance of the man, Jay White. Listen, Denise, shenanigans, we've seen posts, we've seen all kind of stuff on Jay White. Maybe he made the wrong move. He should have went to WWE. What is he doing here? Why do they have him in this shit? And look, the both of us, admittedly, thought the same thing on Sunday when we saw that match. We were like, you know what? What the hell's going on with Jay White? Admittedly. But today, this is Jay White. This is the guy. He came out. He looks like a big star. He talked like a big star. And we know that the future of AEW, he's going to be a big heel here. This is the type of stuff we need, especially after that emotional ass Darby promo, which got us like, damn, we don't want to see anything happen to him. And then Jay White comes out and we're like, well, I do kind of want to see Jay White kick his ass, though. So,
yes. And like, I was feeling really bad for Jay White coming off of the MJF feud, because it just wasn't great. Mm-mm. And that was unfortunate, because this was like such a big feud for him that we all thought it was going to hit in all of these great ways, and it didn't. And that's very, very unfortunate, because Jay White is one of the names that I would consider is definitely high up there in terms of people that Tony Khan has been able to land and sign to AEW. So seeing that this feud with MJF didn't hit, it made me kind of feel bad, because I'm like, dude, like, MJF's already established in AEW. He didn't need this feud to be as great as, and maybe you can say that he did because obviously he was champion, but Jay White needed this feud to hit a lot more is what I'm saying, because this was really his big first story in AEW. And you know how quick fans are to turn on someone so if bad. They're not delivering. And so I really liked this promo that Jay White had with Darby. He came out there and he really made me believe that this man did not care, that he did not care about Sting. He didn't care about Darby. He didn't care about Mount Everest. He didn't care about any of this stuff. He truly made me believe that.
Yeah, that's what was great about it, Denise, is like, that this whole time is when people are saying like Jay White is booked and run, like it is, like it's true, yo. This is a former IWGP champion, and the way that he got there was having some of the most captivating, amazing promos, and being stuck in this feud or whatever's going on with the Bang Bang Gang. Bang Bang Gang theme still hits very hard, but being just kind of in there and not the full Jay White that we expect has been unfortunate. So to see it today was exciting because, like I said, that's another player. You got Okada, you got Ospreay, you got Bryan Danielson, you got Swerve. You also got Jay White, dude, a former IWGP champion. So I'm excited about this match next week, and I hope that this continues a path for Jay White on to being who he is.
Right, exactly. So I'm really looking forward to this match. I'm very, very excited about it. All right, let's get into some of these super chats. Of course, if you want to get your questions, comments, or statements, you're more than welcome to send them in. And let's go. All right, let's see what we got here. This is from Johnny, who says, Brian Motsley, Claudio as trios champs. Huge possibility there. Matt Logan says, like to see Jay White, Ospreay, or Okada. Agree. Sign me up for all of that stuff. Alexander Fitzgerald says, why AEW is making me feel emotional lately? First Sting, now Darby tonight. I know.
It's wrestling, you guys. I don't want to be emotional on this show. I want to get away from that. No, let's get emotional.
I know. I know. I don't want to be sad. Right. I don't want to be sad. I want to think about that stuff. And by the way, do you know how long it takes to climb Mount Everest? Like, what's the... Isn't it several months or something?
I have no idea. I don't know how long it takes at all.
Because I feel like we should have checkpoints, you know? Like, hey, like after X amount of time, Darby's okay. Great. Thanks, everybody. And keep it going, you know? Like, I want to be updated on this. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to be updated. Crazy 101 says Takeshita's recent tweet is rain. Oh, all right. Well, you know what? Good for Takeshita, because he needs to make sure to remind people about his awesome performance and not to be forgotten about. Like,
it says it time. Takes 7 to 9 weeks, Denise.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say months. I was weeks. Bro.
Yeah.
7 to 9 weeks. Okay. So could be like a little bit over 2 months. All right. Yeah. Okay, well, can you vlog? Is he gonna vlog that?
I don't know what the guy's plan is. It's wild.
I don't know. Holy shit. All right. I feel like I need to rewatch the, because I've seen like Everest documentaries and stuff like that, but it's been a while, so I need to like rewatch that stuff. All right. Well, we gotta keep it going, man. We haven't even gotten into the Swerve Hangman Samoa Joe situation. So let's get to it. Here's the quick notes on this, or what is it, Cliff Notes? Yeah, Cliff Notes. Mm-hmm. Here's the Cliff Notes. Swerve comes out, cuts a pretty babyface promo. As we know, we saw that double turn happen at Revolution. My favorite part in the Swerve promo, Reg, was when he said that he thinks that maybe him not winning might have been karma for the bad things that he has done. That popped me. Samoa Joe comes out, mocks him for not winning the title, flaunts the title at him. They're about to pretty much like make this match happen between them, because the things are getting really heated between Samoa Joe and Swerve, when they are interrupted by the Undisputed Kingdom. Undisputed Kingdom goes out there. We get story time with Adam Cole. He's talking about how Swerve's not going to become champion because it's going to be Wardlow. And we then find out that we get a match here between Samoa Joe, Swerve Strickland versus Matt Taven and Mike Bennett. And during this match, Swerve does all the work. He gets the win for his team, leaves Samoa Joe there with his jaw, you know, practically all the way to the ground. And they announce that we are going to be seeing Wardlow versus Samoa Joe next week at Big Business. Those are the Cliff Notes. How'd you feel about all of this? And you know what? I'm going to start with this, actually, Reg. Because a couple of shows ago, I don't remember which show it was, you had mentioned something about Swerve's promos, and you weren't really that sold yet. Are you sold now?
Yes. The last couple of weeks, I thought, I don't think it was mostly about not being completely sold. It was just that there was a little hill that he needed to climb. It's like, he was like, he had the promo, he had the emotion, he had all thing, but it felt like he might have been searching for words, and you could kind of feel that in promos. So the last couple of weeks, it hasn't felt like that. He's felt comfortable. He looks like a big star. He's getting everything over that he needs to. I thought this promo tonight was great, especially because we talked about his transition from babyface to heel pretty often on here, because it's like undeniable at this point. The reaction today was like, oh my God, like this guy is, they want this guy so bad. And like I said, on Sunday, you guys were so lit for him in every near fall. You guys wanted him to win so bad. Like, it was undeniable. He had to be babyface. So to come out and do the straight up look, essentially, I'm sorry for being wild, you guys, but we about to win this championship together as a squad, was like, oh shit, this is awesome. Like, I didn't know Swerve was going to quickly get to being a babyface, but he's here, and that's going to make his eventual AEW title win hit even harder. Really, really, really strong stuff. Samoa Joe coming out and being Samoa Joe, being like, ah, shut up with all that bullshit. I don't want to hear it. I already beat your ass. You're talking all this stuff, but I beat you already. What did you feel about Adam Cole's promo, and how do you feel about Samoa
Joe? The match, the big matchup, that we're getting. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. The last Samoa Joe Wardlow matches, obviously, they didn't hit as hard. And this one needs to hit hard. This one needs to be the match that people go, you know what? That Wardlow guy, there's something there. This needs to be that match.
On Big Business, especially, Denise. Like, yeah, it's a big show.
Exactly. It is a big show. So I feel like they can't half-ass it. And I mean, I was going to say it's Samoa Joe and they won't let it happen. But again, we've seen Wardlow, Samoa Joe. This is not anything that I think people were going, oh, we want to see it again. I mean, I think most people here would rather see Samoa Joe versus Hook again, because that was very fun. Obviously, that's not going to happen right now. But you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. That match, if I ask people, do you want to see it again? Most people would probably be like, yes. If I ask, do you want to see Samoa Joe versus Wardlow again? We'd get some mixed reactions.
Mm-hmm. At least they're putting it on free TV, Denise. Like, Wardlow's not going to, you know, like, it's not. Dynasty. We don't have to wait for it. It's just like, we're getting to it. Like, maybe Wardlow could surprise us and beat Samoa Joe. I don't know. I wouldn't be the worst at it. Like, I love kind of surprises things, but if it does happen, I'm going to call and scream at somebody.
Yeah, no, this match needs to hit, okay? It needs to
hit.
What
can be different, Denise? That's the question that I have for you.
I don't know. Hit a little extra harder. Do a little more. I don't want to just go in and see a power. I mean, it's Samoa Joe, so he's not going to go in and just powerbomb symphony him. But you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, get creative. Come on. Like, let's think of a fun matchup that we can do between both of these guys that is going to hit.
I don't know.
This ain't my job, Reg. I don't put matches together. I just watch them and tell you how I feel.
I know.
But anyways, the other thing that I wanted to get at with this is there was another part that I really enjoyed when Samoa Joe told Swerve, why are you lying to these good people?
Samoa Joe is on fire. He's so good on his promos. Like, everybody that's in a promo battle with him, like, has to keep up. Like, everybody's so intense. Wardlow's like, oh, he's like screaming in this. And Samoa Joe's like, you guys are losers, man.
Yeah. No, this was great stuff. I'm liking what they're doing here. Oh my God, we haven't even talked about this one line. Holy shit, I almost forgot. What about the line that Swerve told Adam Cole about having Britt Baker's second phone number in his pocket?
He basically said he liked Adam Cole as a manager, and we've all heard the rumors about what was going to happen with Adam Cole over there, that they were trying to make him a manager. What'd you think about what Adam Cole said about him? Like, oh, you're in 6 months, nobody's going to care about you.
Dude, I mean, he did a really good job of painting an alternative, because how many times haven't we seen in AEW, it happened to Wardlow, where we cared about him, and then 6 months later, we didn't care. It can happen.
It can happen.
It can definitely happen.
Won't happen.
It is up to Swerve now as a talent to not let that happen. And also with AEW too, because of the booking, that also plays a huge role in all of this.
Yeah. Both. Because I was going to say, is it Wardlow's, like, did Wardlow make Wardlow happen?
It's a little bit of both, Reg.
Yeah, it is. I don't know.
It's a little bit of both.
I hope that match hit next week, and I hope that Wardlow, like, comes out of it like, yeah, I did that shit, because this is.
This is the match you're most excited. You know what's crazy? How many times have we seen Samoa Joe Wardlow? Is this the third or the fourth now?
Maybe the third.
Okay, whatever. We've seen this match three times. You know what match we never got? Swerve versus Keith Lee. Reg, I'm never going to let you forget that match. Like,
why?
I'm just telling you. Like, when I die, that's going to be on my tombstone.
That's a crazy thing to put on your
tombstone. It's going to say Reg, comma, Swerve Strickland versus Keith Lee never happened.
Your family's going to be like, why did she put that on there?
I'm going to put that shit in my obituary.
Taking it to the grave is crazy.
I'm going to tell whoever's doing my eulogy to make sure to point you out when you're, I hope you're out there crying, Reg. I'm expecting you to be shedding some tears. And then I want someone to be like, yo, Denise said from beyond the grave, Reg, she has a message for you. Swerve and Keith Lee never happened.
I'm going to go up there and be like, it's so sad that Denise got ate by that shark. Oh, I can't believe this.
Oh, man.
I don't know why you're getting ate by a shark in this scenario, but that's what's happening.
Nah, bro. Now I'm going to be scared of sharks, man. Well, I'm already scared, but anyways.
Yeah, of course.
I ain't getting into the freaking ocean. Are you crazy? If I die due to be eaten by a shark, I want the entire internet to blame Reg for that.
Delete this.
I'm putting it out there.
Who's back there? Is it Kyler back there? Delete that last 30 seconds that I said.
Bro, knock on wood, man. What are we doing here? All right, we need to get into these super chats, man. All right, we got this one from AK Germany 96. It says Darby Allin versus the Yeti is the next natural feud.
The Yeti.
Juan Castle says, Denise, let's tag up with Darby and Klein, baby.
Happy. Bro. Do you be going hiking, Denise?
Bro. I'd be hiking a Runyon Canyon and freaking the dogs be passing me by.
Yeah, it's different. It's real different.
All right. Like, dude, I went with my aunt to Runyon Canyon. It's not even like a big hike. For those of people that know, it's not even a big hike. I went with my aunt. My aunt is like 13 years older than me. Okay. Mm-hmm. Homegirl passed me in circles. She was literally having to wait for me as I was in the bottom going.
I already asked you if she had Facebook.
She has Facebook, yeah.
What's her name?
Just, I ain't gonna tell you. I ain't gonna tell you.
Send me in the group chat. Just send me a message. Maybe just send me her link. Cause like you're how old are you? 10 years plus. Okay.
What's your max, Reg? What's like the age limit that you're like? Ah, that's a little too much for me. Never Do you have a there. Max?
Mm-mm. HBO Max.
I'm done. I can't stop. Oh man. I can't. Anyways.
Oh god.
Go hiking, get in shape, guys.
Yes.
1990K says, do AEW pay-per-views and WWE pay-per-views have similar vibes at the shows? Which do you prefer to attend?
Denise, you'd be easier in that chat. I haven't been to a WWE show in a while.
Two totally different vibes, man. Two totally different vibes. I feel like WWE feels more like, I don't know. It feels more like there's more families, there's more kids, there's more of like this like lighter vibe, I guess. When I go to AEW, things feel a little bit like darker, moody, but like in a good way. I'm not saying this in a bad way, obviously. And everybody there is like people around my age or older.
It's like
People around our age, I would say.
WWE is like Disneyland, and then AEW feels like Six Flags. There's like roller coasters and stuff and crazy stuff. And then Disneyland's like, it's great. It's nice. Get a cotton candy. Get some ice cream. It's great. It still is a whole bunch of people at Disneyland. They're having the best time. It's just different.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We got a very generous super chat here from Hunter Tillman, who says, just got off the phone with Busted Open After Dark with Bully Ray, and I could not contain my excitement when you listen to him. He really puts a lot of things into perspective. 10 out of 10 show. Okada debuting as a heel? Very intriguing. It definitely is freaking intriguing. We were talking about that earlier, and I mean, I'm excited. I'm ready for it. I don't even know what else to add to that we haven't already.
I'm thinking of like, just how many main event stars that they got. There's going to be a show where like Okada's like the third match, and there's going to be a show where Will Ospreay's like in the opener. It's like, how do you, Bryan Danielson, Kenny Omega's going to come back. Like, how do you put all these pieces in a place that feels natural? We're about to have some amazing, crazy shows this year. It's nuts.
Rafael Garcia says, what if Bryan wins the strap at Dynasty?
Bryan beating Samoa Joe is very intriguing, though. That's something we have not talked about.
Yeah. And I'm sitting here going like, okay, how do we get to that? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's really soon. That's next. When you were like, they're going to do that at Dynasty, I was like, yeah. But then I thought that's like a month away. Yeah. It's not that far away.
No, like he's dealing with Wardlow right now. He's dealing with Swerve still. Like, I'm not expecting Bryan to be getting a title shot for the AEW World Championship at Dynasty.
Yeah, especially coming off a loss to Eddie Kingston. He probably shouldn't.
Right. We got Tenruza who says, I hope Ibushi gets well and gets back in good form. Yeah, I miss Kota a whole lot.
I forgot about Ibushi. That's how nuts everything is.
I know, me too. And remember when he came in, we were like, woo.
Right.
Farron Wolf, it squeeze says, don't miss Swerve versus Keith Lee next AEW Cannonball. Honestly, I would cry a little tear if Tony came out one day and was like, so I'm going to be introducing a new show and it's on blah, blah, blah date. It's called AEW Cannonball. I swear to God, I might shed a little tear.
I'm going to scream again.
KW says, just for Reg saying HBO Max, here's a super chat.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go.
Appreciate y'all. Not for reals. Y'all are dope.
All right, KW. I appreciate that a whole lot. You want to know what's dope, Reg?
What is?
Blue Chew. Check it out.
Are you jobbing out in bed? Do you have dreams of main eventing in the sack? Well, have no fear. Blue Chew is here to help you become the champ. Soon you'll make your baby face comeback and get the finish. Blue Chew is the place to go for chewable versions of Sildenafil, Tadalafil, Vardenafil. These ingredients help men achieve stronger, yeah, harder, yeah, and longer lasting erections for sexual activity. Woo! The chewable tablets help fight off all forms of ED, which can include performance anxiety and maintaining an erection long enough for sex. A Blue Chew subscription includes a free online consultation, 24/7 medical support, a prescription for chewable Sildenafil, Tadalafil, Vardenafil, if approved, and discreet delivery straight to your door every month, all from the comfort of your own home at affordable prices. No more in-person doctor visits, no more waiting for appointments, and best of all, no more awkwardness. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to the description box of this video and click on the link and make sure to use the promo code Denise.
I'm ashamed of myself. I couldn't think of anything clever heading into that. I was just like,
come on, Denise, you need to have a notepad with a bunch of little one-liners about dick pills before you get in there. Get you some Blue Chew. That's it. That's easy as that.
I just didn't have anything in me today. I was like, God, we're just going to have to run with it, bro.
Still
like,
waiting on my Blue Chew. Hasn't showed up in the mail yet. My free
you
sample.
You have to remind me. You have to remind me, Reg.
All right. Come on. I got it.
All right. Well, let's finish off the show because we still got quite a bit to get into. So let's keep it going. Of course, if you guys want to get your thoughts on anything, comments, predictions, feelings, emotions, get it. You can send in a super chat. We're going to hear on the show. But here we go. Hook versus Brian Cage. This was a fun match. Prior to this, though, we had a backstage interaction with Hook and Chris Jericho. Reg, you know we're getting this match, right? We're getting this match.
When I saw him walk onto the screen and I heard his voice, I was like, Hook, why? No, I mean,
I think he's beating him, Reg.
Jericho?
Yeah.
Why would he do that?
Because he has to, or else what the hell is the point of the match? If they do it, I'm just saying, if they do it, Hook needs to beat Chris Jericho. I don't care if it doesn't make sense. I don't care.
None of this makes sense.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. He has to beat Chris Jericho.
At least.
You can't do this to Hook. He's been going out there. They've been killing it with Hook. Come on.
Like, at least he's not trying to beat up Okada or Ospreay in their first match here. So, like, Hook, I'm sorry, bro, but you got to take this L for the rest of us.
He's going to take one for the team.
Hook, I'm saying, bro, make these sacrifices for your brothers.
Poor Hook. He doesn't deserve that. God damn. Anyway,
this is Chris Jericho, Denise. Come on, you get a rub.
Yeah, I know. I know. But Hook, I just don't want this to be like a Jericho-verse thing. Or a Jericho Vortex thing, whatever the hell we call it.
I would hope not. I would hope not.
That's my only concern. But this could be good. You think it could be good? It could be good. Let's hope for it.
I mean, the Chris Jericho and Taz match is good. If they kind of relive that and try to do the ECW thing, I could be into it.
All right. We'll have to wait and see. But anyways, the match that we did get that was pretty good was Hook versus Brian Cage. This was FTW rules. They go out there. Hook smashing this guy's head with a freaking trash bin. Brian Cage runs through a barricade. Hook moves out the way. So that was pretty funny. Hook suplexes him on a guardrail. That was cool too. Hits his red, executes his red rum. Gets the win. What'd you think?
There was thumbtacks. Anytime there's thumbtacks, fun stuff. They did the old Vader and Mick Foley spot for the finish on Brian Cage's back. Brian Cage flips him back. They do the big crash. I thought Hook's being continuously put in positions. I think he just continuously needs more reps. I saw that on Sunday. I'm like, I love Hook, but he's still pretty green in the ring, and it shines sometimes, and it kind of shined tonight. I love the destruction and disorder to kind of mask the disadvantages. And I thought the finish and him hitting the T-bone into the corner were really good. Brian Cage is always really fun in this position. I just hope this, honestly, this is crazy coming into this. Him working with Chris Jericho is a good thing. Whoa. But I mean, he needs somebody to help him out in big matches, and Chris Jericho can guide anybody through anything. So
yeah, you're right. You know, I feel like I got to readjust my evaluation of that. I like your input on this, Reg.
He needs help.
So it's happening, possibly. We'll see when they announce that. Another match that kind of happened that was very quick, and it was really the stuff that happened afterwards that's what really counts, is Killswitch versus Daddy Magic. And the big thing that came out of this, though, this was a very quick match. It was really nothing. I can't even tell you what the hell happened on this match. Reg, can you tell the people what the hell happened on this match?
Daddy Magic came in, punch, tried to get an advantage, and then Killswitch took over and beat him. It was pretty run of the mill. When it was happening, I was like, why are we seeing this match happen? I like both these guys. Yeah, punch. He knocked him down. It was over. Not too much going on.
I'm dead. That's going to be like my new favorite way to review stuff. He came in, punch.
Came in real quick, punch. He got chokeslammed. It was over.
Oh, man. All right. So the big thing that happened after this, though, was that we ended up seeing Adam Copeland attack everybody, or at least he tried. He tried to attack everybody. Christian Cage got away. He chases them out. At one point, Shayna Wayne tried to low blow him, but he remembered that she did that the last time, so she stopped him. He stopped her, excuse me. And I know, Reg, this hurts your heart. I could feel it. Chases down Christian Cage. Christian Cage steals a car, leaves, and Adam looks at the freaking camera, and he says, March 20th, AW Dynamite in Toronto. We're going to have this third match between us, and it's going to be an I Quit match.
Mm-hmm. I love that nonchalant. Christian Cage steals a car, and it's like, well, wait a second, he stole a car?
That's what commentary said. I'm assuming that wasn't his car. They said he stole a car.
He stole a car. He totally stole a car. That was really, really fun stuff. I asked you a couple of days ago, Denise, do you have any interest in Adam Copeland versus Christian number 3?
Yeah, and I said no last time.
Maybe your mind changed in those 3 days.
If you were going to ask me my excitement level on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say about a 2. A good strong 2. Last week it was like a 1. This week it's a strong two. It's a strong 2, bro.
You have zero interest in it. Dude, a good strong 2 is crazy.
I think a 2 is good, okay? It's good. A 2 is good. Take it or leave it.
Are we done here? Like, do you think like they should wrap it up, right? Like, I get it. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
But I want to, the reason that we wanted to see Adam Copeland here is to get away from Christian. We've seen them feuding for the last 20 years, dude.
I feel like AEW keeps doing, well, first of all, we need to have an end game to this, right? Then the end plan, the thing that's supposed to happen is Adam Copeland defeating him for the title, right? Yeah. And I feel like this went so long because it's like, oh, we need something special for the Canadian fans. You know, it's they always do this in Canada.
You're right. You're right. They're kind of, it's like they're like trying to stretch until we get there. And then it's always the middle part is like, all right, dude, well, what's going on in this middle part? And then they got back to it. So it feels kind of long. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like we're doing this just for that, really. Yeah. Grapple Geekery says, run, Hook, run. Alexander Fitzgerald says, Christian stealing that car had me in tears tonight. Toronto's about to get a great I Quit match. Do you think Copeland wins the TNT title? He has to. And if he doesn't, then we're going to continue this for another 5 months.
If he doesn't win the title, it's like, what are y'all even doing this for? He's definitely going to win.
Yeah, exactly. So at this point, I'm just like, make it happen. Let's go. I'm ready to move on to something else. Rick Kun says, great show tonight. Who would have thought that Ospreay would be main eventing Dynamite one day? I mean, I feel like we all pretty much expected it at some date. I just don't think we knew when, right?
Yeah, I didn't think we expected it all to happen so quickly. But it also was like, duh, of course it happened so quickly. Shout out to Rick Kun. He's a cool guy.
Mike T90K says, been watching wrestling since 1994. Can't ever recall a promotion having this much talent on a roster ever. It's insane to think about.
Never. This is like the first time in history that like they merged so many styles. Like WCW, they had wrestlers would come over from Japan like on excursions. Like you see Jushin Thunder Liger, Great Muda, or like Masahiro Chono. They weren't like signed to WCW and you're going to see them every week. They were like over here having a good time. This is Ospreay. This is Okada. This is Brian Danielson. This is Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks, Swerve. Like you can name a million people that are all here, all present, all who some people consider to be the very best wrestlers in the world. This is, we've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, I'm so excited, man. 1990K, thank you so much for that super chat. All right, let's go ahead and press on here. We got three more things to get into. Actually, no, really two more things. Tony Storm award season. She's going to be doing a Tony Award. I don't remember when she said she's doing that next week.
I think she said on Collision.
I don't know, but she's doing that. Okay, yeah. Let's get into Riho versus Chris Statlander because this was a pretty fun match to watch, okay? The match hit. Riho defeats Chris Statlander and was a very exciting finish where she rolled her up, right? But the big thing coming out of this, besides the match and the ending and all of that, is that Riho is going to be taking on Willow next week on AEW Big Business. I think we can do a little speculation here. What'd you think of the match? And are you speculating what I'm speculating?
Well, really good match. Anytime Riho's here, she's just phenomenal in the ring. She gets so much sympathy in every match. Such a strong baby face. And against Stat, who's in this transition, Stokely's getting her into some different positions. I thought this match was awesome.
Reg, you said it yourself.
Denise, leave me alone. I'm trying to be a real thing over here. Jesus Louises.
Trying Stat- to be a real journalist.
Trying to be a real journalist. I'm serious over here, okay? Stat hit some crazy German suplexes. I thought that she was really taking it to Riho, but Rio's so strong. And like I said, her heart and charisma just takes her through every match. Really strong finish here of Stat teasing the thing. Stokely keeps screwing her out of it. Awesome stuff. Denise, yes. I mean, we were at the show. The main event was Mercedes Moné and Willow Nightingale for the Strong Women's Championship. Mercedes' last match before she got injured. Next week's Big Business. Willow's having a match against Riho. We're in Boston. Like, these dots are connecting. Or are we just thinking out loud, Denise? I don't know.
No, the dots are connecting because you said it right then and there. New Japan, we were at the show at the freaking pyramid in, I was going to say Los Angeles, it was Long Beach, actually. The pyramid in Long Beach. And, you know, we know how that turned out. Unfortunately, you know, Mercedes got injured. Willow ended up winning the bout that night. This was the main event, too. They both had two matches that night. And unfortunately, you know, Mercedes been out for, you know, since last May. It was May, right? Yeah, it was May. Yeah. So she's been out for, God, almost a year. And we know how things ended there. So there is a story already there, basically handed to AEW and Tony Khan, where they can run with this. Two of these women that already have a story. It's that simple. And you just continue it.
Exactly, because they didn't really finish it with the injury. I know there was more match to that. There was more stuff that they wanted to get into, and they didn't really get to cook, especially after that was a historic main event. Again, we'll say it. New Japan just barely started doing women's wrestling. Having a women's main event, huge. Shows the star power of Mercedes Moné. If you want to get into something immediately, you don't have to tell a million stories of her coming in and her motivations. Like, my motivation is the last match I had. This person was in the reason or part of the reason I got hurt, if you want to go that angle. So I think it's a great idea if it is happening. We all know how huge of a fan of Willow I am. And that match in the different circumstances at a different place is going to hit really hard.
Yeah, I think so too. So I don't know, man. That's where I'm expecting to see Mercedes. I'm expecting for them to do Mercedes and Willow and get that story going. It feels like that's the direction they're headed in. And I cannot wait, man. We're going to be sitting here next week talking about Mercedes Moné.
Denise, I have to see it with my own eyes, because I can't believe wrestling sometimes. Wrestling be like, yeah, it's going to happen. And then psych, actually, she's at the Royal Rumble.
You just saw Okada freaking shaking hands with the Bucks and freaking Will Ospreay and Bryan Danielson having this stare down.
She costs a lot of money, Denise. I don't know.
This is happening. Like, that's it. This is happening. Oh, man. All right, guys. That was a really cool episode of AEW Dynamite to talk about. Had a great time with that. Mm-hmm. Before we go, everyone, if you enjoyed this post show, please, each and every single Wednesday, Reg and I are here to talk about AEW. On Tuesdays, I'm here to talk about NXT. On Fridays, I'm here for SmackDown. Hopefully this weekend or next weekend, I'm back for Collision. There's a lot going on, guys. A lot of post shows, a lot of things. Please check out the content that's up here on the channel. All of the Revolution Pressers are up right now. Check out Tony Storm, hilarious as hell. Sting, emotional, awesome to watch. Samoa Joe, he's serious. He's all about the business. Check that one out. Tony Khan giving us more information about AEW. What else am I missing? Will Ospreay, that was my favorite one. Will Ospreay being hilarious as all hell. Check that one out. Reg, what do you got going on?
Yo, on Monday, another Revolution Around the Sun. It's my birthday week. I'm celebrating all week.
It's send Monday?
Send me a virtual high five. Send me a
March 11th?
March 11th is the day that I entered this sphere, a stratosphere of Earth. So send me love, you guys. I'm celebrating. Probably going to watch a bunch of wrestling. Probably going to smoke a bunch of pot. That's right, the only way to do this.
You're officially on the calendar.
I'm on the calendar, you guys. I'm on the calendar. Yes, OG Reg, I'm getting another.
Oh, yeah, I got to put OG on there.
Older. It is what it is. Very excited to celebrate. But I'll still be on Grapsity on Saturday talking that. You'll see me. But, yeah, that's it. I'm on my birthday flag swag shit, Denise. That's all I care about.
Do you celebrate the whole month?
Not really.
Oh, I like to do
but
that.
Also kind of because I like the last 10 years I've taken a birthday trip to wherever WrestleMania is. So,
oh, that's awesome. I love that.
That's usually like the end of my birthday. It's like I'm out here somewhere wild.
Yeah. That's cool, man. I like that. Well, thank you so much to everybody. As always, thank you so much to Reg for doing the show with me. Thank you guys so much. And we will catch you guys all on the next one. Bye, everyone.